Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner with update number 236 for the week of February 13th, 2012. We begin this week with excerpts from the NASF Technology Report from January 2012. The European Restriction of Hazardous Materials recast signed into law and published in the Official Journal of the European Union on July 1, 2011, has broadened the scope of RoHS. The two primary restrictions that affect surface finishing are limits on the percentages of cadmium and chromates in any material or coating. This effectively eliminates the use of cadmium plate and chromate conversion for most industries. Transportation, including aerospace and defense, remain exempt, but the use of commercial off-the-shelf industrial products, especially in electronic equipment, will affect exempt industries. Registration, authorization, and restriction of chemicals continues to expand the number of chemicals classified as carcinogenic, mutagenic, or reprotoxic, and to put forward more of them as candidates for authorization. The list of those now going forward to the European Commission includes chromic acid, most of the chromates used for chromate conversion and chromated primers, and most of the cobalt salts used for cobalt alloy electroplating. Since REACH covers chemicals, not emissions, this affects both functional and hexavalent decorative chrome equally, but not trivalent plating. This is the final step for inclusion in Annex 14, after which they will not be able to be used in Europe without authorization. The impact of these rules on the finishing industry will be discussed in detail at SURFIN 2012. More details on the effect of RoHS and REACH on the finishing industry will shortly be added to the online NASF Resource Center. For more information on this NASF technology report, please visit www.nasf.org or call 202-457-8404. In advertiser news, B&M Finishers, Inc., located in Kenilworth, New Jersey, has received certificates for being ISO 9001:2008 and AS 9100 Rev-C compliant, as well as NADCAP accredited. To view these certificates, please visit B&M Finishers WorldLink listing in the Job Shops directory. Here's the calendar of events through the end of February. On February 14th, 21st, and 28th, the AESF Foundation will hold a web-based course, Just the Basics, Introduction to Electroplating for New Hires. On February 13th through the 17th, the 39th Annual Waterborne Symposium, held by the School of Polymers and High Performance Materials at the University of Mississippi, will take place at New Orleans Marriott in New Orleans, Louisiana. On February 15th, the Metal Finishing Association of Southern California will have their continuing education seminar at Stevens Steakhouse in Commerce, California. On February 16th, the Metal Finishing Association of Northern California will have a continuing education seminar at Pedro's Restaurant in Santa Clara, California. And the February 16th joint MAMF-AESF meeting at Fleming's in Edgewater, New Jersey, has been postponed to March 15th. For more information on all of these upcoming events, please click on the calendar on our homepage. Well, that wraps up the podcast for this week. Until next time, thanks for joining us.